This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jamui in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The projects are aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Dharti Aba Birsa Munda is revered as Bhagwan by tribal communities across the country. Today also marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Birsa Munda. On the occasion, Modi unveiled a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honor of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He also virtually participated in the Grih Pravesh of 11,000 houses built for tribal families under the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan, PM Janman. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said today's projects are set to transform tribal life with 1.5 lakh homes, roads and new educational and health facilities. Prime Minister Modi said education, employment and health care of the tribal community is a top priority of the NDA government. Modi announced 80,000 crore rupees package for the infrastructure development of tribal villages under the Janjatiya Utkarsh Gram Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also announced the launch of Birsa Munda Gaurav Upvan in tribal-dominated districts on the occasion. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and state ministers and dignitaries also attended the program. As Jharkhand gears up for second phase of assembly polls and Maharashtra for single phase voting next week, major political parties have intensified efforts to reach out to voters in the final days before the election. In Jharkhand, during an election meeting at Tundi in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader and union minister Rajnath Singh criticized Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM and Chief Minister Hemant Soren for rampant corruption in the state. Senior BJP leader Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Himanta Biswa Sarma and Champai Soren also addressed rallies in Dumka, Pakur and Jama. At a public gathering in Goda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promised that if the India alliance is voted to power, all of their poll promises will be fulfilled. Meanwhile, speaking at a rally in Deoghar, senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav accused the BJP of dividing society along religious and caste lines. Leaders from the AJSU and left-wing parties are also actively campaigning, holding rallies and road shows across different parts of the state. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. S&P Global Ratings has projected India's GDP to allow to grow between 6.5 to 7% annually in the next three fiscal years till 2027, driven by infrastructure development and increased consumption. It is in its Global Bank Outlook report, the agency stated that structural improvements and good economic projects prospects will support the resilience of India's financial institutions. For the current fiscal, the Reserve Bank has projected real GDP growth at 7.2%. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab is being celebrated with religious fervor in the country and across the world. The day marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. This year, celebrating the 555th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Sikh devotees around the world begin the day with early morning processions and offer prayers in Gurudwaras. In Punjab, hundreds of devotees are paying obeisance at Sri Harimandir Sahib in Amritsar and other Gurudwaras in the state. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. The day is also celebrated as Kartik Purnima, which falls on the full moon day of the Hindu month of Kartik. It is revered as a time of spiritual cleansing and devotion. In different parts of the country, since early morning, lakhs of devotees are taking holy dip in various rivers on the auspicious occasion. The day also coincides with Dev Deepavali. Sri Lanka's ruling National People's Power, NPP, has secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary election, crossing the majority mark of 113 in the 225-member parliament. The leftist coalition won 159 seats in the 225-member house. Education Minister, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today reaffirmed the government's commitment to a zero-error entrance examination system for students. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the second Insights Forum organized by the Indian School of Business ISB in Hyderabad, Pradhan said multidimensional reforms as recommended by the Dr. Radhakrishna Committee are currently under examination. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.